The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 12 noon to you if you're in Central Time, as we are here on this Thursday. And, of course, the Power Mall is open. 877-817-9829. Jay and Linda are standing by to take your calls. And if you call and nobody answers, leave a message so we can call you back with your phone number, name and phone number, right? We're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central. We've got 10% off OptiVita products and head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay products. And if you spend $300 or more, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. And that automatically applies at checkout for those of you that want to support us and keep us on the air, because we need to stay on the air. Lots going on in America right now. There's a book out called It's Midnight in America, even though right now it's noon where I am. Pastor Phil Hotzenfiller has come out with a book. I'm holding it up right here in the camera for those of you who are watching us streaming live on the show. And of course, this is an update on the latest prophetic signs and how they're influencing our culture. I was most enamored by everything point for point we have been talking about when it comes to the Antichrist and what people think about it. And this is amazing because Phil Hotzenpiller is widely considered an expert in the field of end time prophecy. He's been interviewed by the Washington Post, USA Today, Communist News Network, The Telegraph, The Blaze, The History Channel. And see, The Blaze, you know, they're all conservative, and most of the stories I read on the Blaze Media stuff that I get in my inbox is all divisive. Kind of sad. He's also been on the History Channel on the subject of Armageddon, the post-apocalyptic world. He conducts regular interviews with various media outlets, including Fox. Fox is all part of the same. He is the founder and senior pastor of Influence Church in Orange County, California. That's south of L.A. For those of you that don't know the state very well, I've been there, done that. Pastor Phil, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be with you today, and what a great intro, man. I love listening to you. I could just sit back and not say a word and just here you go on, man. So good.
Well, no, Pastor Phil, you know, I have my little copy right here of the scriptures, and it's a nice, big, thick, fat one that's got my name on it, and it says Theopneustos, which is the Greek word for God breathed. And I've been studying this thing for a long time, spent 3 years in a ministry. So, you know, I look at this stuff and I'm going, wow. You know, anybody that can write a book like this, and I've been perusing through it, I think it's totally cool that you wrote something like this, because I think people need to embrace it, read it. And if you link on our guest link on thepowerhour.com, you can access this book and order it. But apparently, see, we're looking at what happened in 2020 and all of the things. I mean, they mocked you and called your influence church the influenza church. You know, I mean, they arrested the pastor in Tampa. You guys went through hell. You have the devil incarnate as your governor. I mean, the guy could take his hair and slick it up and make devil's horns with it. You know, they're literally running people out of the state, yet you, being the founder and senior pastor of Influence Church, seem to be in the know, and you're one of those that I think probably is, you know, we've criticized a lot of the churches out there because they literally ran and hid. And I want to get your take on what you went through in 2020 and what your church went through. If you could elaborate for us.
Well, let me say this, and it was a double-edged sword, because on one hand, obviously, it was a sad day for America, especially to see the churches rolling over and conforming to government mandates. But also at the same time, it was a good day, I think, for the churches, church in general, because it was a great revealer. It really revealed where people stood and if they would stand at all. And so for us, you know, we probably saw about a third of our congregation disappear and then we probably saw about 50% more come back in. So it actually fueled a growth cycle in our church, and the people that replaced those who left really were just like solid in their faith, solid in their love for country. And so for us, we look at it and go, like, we didn't really know what we were doing. I just knew that the government was not king, and that Jesus was, and that the Constitution was for us, and there were no exclusion clauses in the Constitution. So for us, chapter one is called "This is a Dress Rehearsal." And what I did was I did something. We stayed open, by the way. We were invaded by OSHA, health department. We were threatened. And I told one policeman, I said, look, I look good in orange. I said, so if you want to arrest me, but I'm not shutting the doors. We're going to stay open. And God blessed it. We didn't shut down at all. No one shut us down. There were a lot of threats, a lot of, things said about us by other churches that did shut down. But time proved to be something really cool. And just one note before we kind of go on. So I was, Epoch Times contacted me, and I think it was in late 2020, for an interview on their show, and they asked me a question. They said, first of all, have you ever done any work in communist countries? And I said, yeah, I smuggled Bibles to Romania, and I did crusades in Salvador during the Civil War there with the FMLN. And they said, well, what do you think the parallel between the church in America, church in China? And I said, of course, we know about the state church, which is no church at all, the underground church, which could be as high as 300 million people, the population of America. And I said, in America, now we have the great reveal. Now we have the believing church, and we have the conforming church. And it was such a revelatory moment for me when I said that I realized what was really happening. And God was just going to bless the believing church, and the conforming church was going to go the way of the state church eventually. And I think that's what's going to happen, honestly.
See, and that to me is what happens when you put your faith in 501c3 and not God. And this is the problem with America, because 2/3 of them went out and got this gene therapy jab, which we did not. Many of our listeners did not get it. I didn't get it. My wife didn't get it. I saw lines of people getting it, and I went, oh my God, these people have lost the faith. And they literally ran and hid, and many of them still, Pastor Phil, are ordering food delivered to their door because they're afraid to go anywhere and talk to people. And this is exactly, as far as your dress rehearsal that you spoke of in chapter one of this book. Folks, you need to get it. I'm telling you, this is somebody that is plugged in, that understands what was going on. I'm blessed to have a copy of it here. I've gone through it. People need to stand up, because, I mean, you're talking to somebody on the phone right now that is considered an expert in the field of end time prophecy and the prophetic clock. You have a section on that as well, if you could, because you do so much better in describing this in brief, because, our time, of course, is limited. What is the prophetic clock? Where are we at in it?
Well, great question. And I think what I want to do is write a book that actually you could manage and you could understand. And I wrote each chapter to stand alone. So if you want to read one chapter because it interests you and none of the rest, go for it. Or jump around a little bit. The prophetic clock, the idea is that God puts things in motion in the past for the present. And I'll just hit some of the highlights. I take about 8 or 10 items here. But one of them is the Israel becoming a nation in 1948. That, I believe, really began the ticking of the prophetic clock. Now, what's interesting is the law of return, a law that Israel passed in 1950, said that Jews living anywhere can return. Why is that significant? Because what happens in the 1970s is that there's the great expulsion of Jews out of USSR, current-day Russia, and that fulfills a scripture in Jeremiah 23, saying, out of the north I will call my people. Then in the 80s, we see the Ethiopians airlifted out of, there's a huge Jewish contingency there in Ethiopia, and that fulfills Zephaniah, where he says, out of Ethiopia I will call my people. So when you begin to see just those three things, if we didn't go any further, it would be a lot to go, wow, God is fulfilling scripture, as late as, let's say, the 1980s. So there's a few more things I hit. I really believe the most prophetic, exciting matter on the headline today is the return of the red heifer. And I actually did a prophecy conference here about a month and a half ago where I go into great depth into that and also the Nephilim and kind of some of the hot topics that people are talking about. Like, I've been talking about it for 20 years, but it's just kind of becoming hot on the market. But the red heifer, which is so weird, you know, people go, what? The red heifer? Numbers 19 says that a red heifer, spotless, pure, sacrificed, ashes burnt down to white, and with water, it's called living water, only way to purify the temple, purify the priest. Why is that significant? Well, it's significant because there's only been 9 sacrificed since the beginning of this command. Maimonides, an 11th century rabbi, one of the most respected, said when the 10th heifer is sacrificed, the Messiah will return. Well, guess what? A rancher in Texas found some red heifers. They've been examined. They've been in isolation now for over a year, and they've passed the muster. So on the 100th day of the battle, the Gaza, you know, battle there between Israel and Hamas, on the 100th day, a Hamas fighter made this comment to a CBS reporter of all people, and he said, why did you attack the settlement? And this Hamas fighter said, because of the red cows. The CBS reporter was clueless, didn't know what he was talking about, but the Hamas, the Muslim, understood something. He understood that when the red heifer was there, there was only one thing left remaining for Israel to do, and that was to rebuild the temple. Because you can rebuild the temple, but if you can't cleanse the temple, you cannot do that. Why is that significant? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that the Antichrist, during the tribulation, will take his seat in the temple, declare himself to be God. I believe that turning point is Revelation 13. That's where the mark of the beast is instituted, and we enter into the great tribulation. So if you want to understand that you're living in one of the most exciting prophetic times in history, you are, and it is as current as 2024.
Right. Well, see, and Pastor Phil, I look at some of the biblical, you know, when I'm talking to the scripture with people, we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. And I'm a big Thessalonians reader about the trump of the archangel shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We can only be so lucky because we're going before everybody right. else that's living hell on earth right now, which is exactly where we are. We have wars and rumors of wars. We've got all of this going on. We got Russia warships off our coast. We've got Biden opening his mouth when he's not pooping in his diaper, sitting there telling him to go ahead and use weapons inside of Russia to provoke an attack so that they can invoke Article 5. You know, we're looking at all of this stuff, and yet the temple is not built yet. I'm just wondering, where are we in the sequence of events to come?
Well, here's how I look at it. The next big, if you go big prophetic event, I think, is the Battle of Ezekiel 38:39. Now, why is that significant? It is because that is a coalition of forces made up of some ancient names like Gog and Magog, Rush and Tubal, Persia, Gomer, Togarma. And you go, who are all these people? Well, we have Russia. We have Persia, of course, is current-day Iran. Gomer is Germany. Togarma is Turkey. And then we have Ethiopia of the North, which was identified as what we currently say is Saudi Arabia. When they have a coalition that come together, they're going to go against Israel. And it says every wall in Jerusalem will fall because God is going to intervene, and he's going to break complete chaos on the land. If every wall falls, that means the wall holding up the Dome of the Rock is going to fall also. I think that's going to give a great entrance way in for the Antichrist, who's called the Man of Peace, or going to make a covenant of peace with Israel. Now, why are those countries significant today? Well, we know where Iran is. Iran is very anti-Israel, anti-America. We know there's an alignment between Iran and Germany that's taken place. We see where Russia is on the scene, more than happy to help Iran. We see Togarma, which is Turkey, almost completely Muslim. Germany has just really moved far right in their whole approach to what's happening in the world. So we could very easily see this coalition coming together in this time. Now, let's back up one notch. We back up. We realize also that the Temple Mount faithful, these Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem, in Israel, have already selected 500 Levi of the tribe of Levi, DNA verified priests, and have been trained. The high priest has been selected. All of the architectural drawings, the model, you can actually go online and see this in an interactive model of the new temple, is in place. So the only thing now that remains, honestly, is somehow that mosque has to move. I believe the easiest way for that to happen, the most explainable way for that to happen, is Ezekiel 38 war. Now, on one other note, it says it'll take, when that war is done, it'll take 7 years for Israel to clean up the land. What does that mean? I think most people in the past have thought, well, there's so many dead, so much weapons, all that. I actually believe it goes back to the cleansing of the land, and the red heifer would be required for the cleansing of the land. So this, I think, is an even heightened prophetic fulfillment of the red heifer tied to Ezekiel 38.
That is amazing. I mean, there's a whole slew of things. And, of course, you know, I have friends of mine that go, oh, we know who the Antichrist is. And they go, yeah, who's that? King Charles III. And I'm like, I don't think so. What? Well, look, they just did that painting of him. And if you hold it up to the mirror, it looks like the devil incarnate. You know, I'm like, I don't think so. What's your take on that?
Well, I think here's the thing. Every despotic ruler in history has been identified as the Antichrist by somebody. You know, and one of the things we have to remember is, what does the Bible say? I mean, you can look at news and pictures all you want, but what does it say? Well, we know something about it. We know, first of all, he's a Jew, all right? And we know that from the book of Daniel. It said, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. Okay, that's a term referring to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all right? So also, he is called the profane and wicked prince of Israel in Ezekiel 21. So this is not fulfilling Charles, all right? It's not fulfilling Gorbachev, Adolf Hitler, any of these people, okay? So if you kind of just go through the scripture, another really interesting one is in Matthew 12. It talks about the unclean spirit is the son of perdition, that the house he goes out from is the house of Israel. Well, remember, the Antichrist is called the son of perdition. So again and again, we see references of his nationality as being Jewish. He will imitate Christ, obviously. He's called the Antichrist. So he'll pose himself as a true Messiah to the Jews. The Jews would not accept a Gentile Messiah, bottom line, all right? So there's strong tradition that might even suggest that he would come from the tribe of Dan, and that's over in the book of Genesis 49. This may be also a reference to the son of perdition. So there's just a few highlights I think we can look at and kind of begin to frame who is this guy. And so that's kind of first step in the process I take.
Right. Well, I mean, we have so many people paying attention to what's going on over there, and many of our audience, and I speak for a lot of them, have listened to Allison Weir. She's come on the show. She's written a book that basically exposes a lot of what's going on here, and it talks about Khazars. It talks about Zionism. I mean, is there any way to discern if, you know, what she said or what you know based on your biblical research? Some of these people, you know, pre-1948, there were Muslims, Jews, Christians. Everybody was getting along according to the way things were until Israel became a state. And then, you know, now all the conflicts start. So I got to wonder, there are apparently, when you say Orthodox Jews, are you talking about the original Jews that the Bible was written for?
Well, again, remember, Israel is a secular state. Let's just all kind of lean into that for a minute.
Okay.
Most don't even call themselves Jews. They call themselves Israel. They've got Israelis, and so there is a separation. So a lot of people they get confused with, if these is the chosen people, you know, why in the world don't they follow after God? What's going on? And remember, the covenant and the promises are not based on behavior. When God sets up a covenant, that covenant is between God and his people, and God determines all the terms of it. So, for example, the Abrahamic covenant that God made in Genesis 12, I believe that covenant's still in place. I'm going to bless those who bless you, I'm going to curse those who curse you. You can follow the history of Israel. You see it just laid out in front of you constantly, how nations that come up to try to crush Israel somehow end up like Great Britain, a bankrupt country, you know, island, that really is not respected at all. It's become almost a laughingstock of the world. Were it not for London Limited, that one square mile that probably is the financial center of the world, it would have no sway in the world whatsoever. Charles was a buffoon. He always was. He's the only guy to get into Cambridge that didn't qualify. The only reason he got in was because his mom was the prince, and queen. And so you see a lot of interesting things happening here. I always go back to what the scriptures say. Does Isaiah 66:8 speak to Israel being born in a day? Well, Israel was born in a day, which is very unusual, after 2,500 years of not being a nation. A lot of people think about it like with the temple. The temple has nothing to do with the nation. You go back to the Babylonian invasion in the 600s, 683, I may not have the date exactly right here in my head. But so you've got 2,500 years to where they were not a nation, and they were birthed in a day, and all of a sudden you see fulfilled scriptures coming back like this law of return, these Russians, these Ethiopians, all of these things happening. I actually believe World War One is a fulfillment that we see in Matthew 24, where it says, you'll hear wars, rumors of war, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. The first time there was a nation, kingdom, kingdom war was World War One. Everything else was tribal prior to that. And so we're seeing some interesting things. Now, in respect to everybody's opinion, hey, we're all trying to figure it out. The bottom line is I'm doing the best I can with what God shows me. I think everybody's doing the same. Ultimately, who's got the answer? God. He's revealing some to all of us in our time. And we're all just, let me give a story. This is my favorite story. When I was in seminary, I was playing basketball in the gym there, and I looked over, and the guy that was the custodian was sitting on the floor, and he was reading a Bible. I went over and I sat next to him. I said, "What are you reading?" He said, "The Book of Revelation." I said, "You understand it?" He said, "Every word of it." And I said, "Man, I'm a young guy, and I'm just trying to learn. Explain it to me." He said, "It's really simple." He said, "We're going to win." And it was so simple and so basic and so sweet and so innocent. But I think that's the other thing we have to remember, that prophecy is given to give you hope, to give you a future, to let you know that God is the God that establishes the end from the beginning, and that you don't have to fear reading this. You don't have to fear if you're really a true believer. And I use that word true because I want to distinguish between people who might think they're saved and may not be. So that's why the Bible says examine yourself to make sure you're in the faith. So we always want to go back to that and say God is going to protect you. God has got your back. Read prophecy. Be encouraged that God has got the future laid out, and the future includes you in a very good way.
Right. Now, I want to move into the back end of the book here when we're talking about America, because I keep telling people, look, what's going to happen in Israel is going to happen in Israel. We need to be paying attention in our own backyard here, because America, according to what's in this book, is factored in to biblical prophecy. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I wanted to take a fresh approach. If you ever Google that, where is America in prophecy, you usually get they're not, or they use pull an obscure verse out of Ezekiel 38:13. So I said, let me take the fresh set of eyes, and I began to look and said, I noticed that it said Babylon the Great Whore was divided into three parts when God judged her there in Revelation 17:18. I thought, well, that's interesting. So Babylon is the first human kingdom. It was established by Nimrod, and it's more than a geographical location. It's actually an ideology and a religion, and it runs itself through all of Scripture. So if we traveled to Washington, D.C. today, we would discover that there's a Washington Monument there that doesn't look anything like George. In fact, it's an Egyptian obelisk dedicated to the sun god. It's 555 feet high, 55 feet around, which is exactly 666 inches around, and it's 666 inches high, or 6,666 inches high. So you look at it and you go, like, what's going on here? This thing is interesting. So I hop on a plane, I go down to Vatican, I find another Egyptian obelisk, moved there by order of the Pope, in the center there of Vatican, and you go, like, what is going on here? And then I fly over to London Incorporated, a one-square-mile area of London, and I find there Cleopatra's Needle, which is another Egyptian obelisk. These are the three city-states of the world. There aren't four, there's three. Washington, D.C. has a flag with three stars on it, which is interesting. Nobody gives a good explanation of it. They try. What all these things have in common is You've got D.C., which is the military capital of the world. You've got Rome, the religious capital of the world. And then you've got London, the financial capital of the world. If you're the Antichrist, you need these three things, all right? They also operate about with laws separate from the state, the country that they're in. That's why the J6 guys can't get a speedy trial. That's because things are different there. That's why you see things happening like even the Vatican has minted its own currency. They have their own guard inside London Incorporated. They have their own mayor that operates in a one square mile. So these things made me fascinated, and I began to say, it looks to me like the great whore Babylon is actually these three city-states that come together, and in judgment, they are divided back, and they say, it said they prostituted themselves to all the people and nations of the world. So that would make sense, and all of a sudden you begin to say, here is how America fits in to this end-time scenario. So that's my take. Obviously, I did a fast rush through it and didn't do a lot of details, but that's my perspective on it at this point.
Okay, now, according to, you know, some of your research here, you talk about the persecution in America, and this is going to involve the church and the body of believers in Christ. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. We're already seeing evidence of that, and a lot of it comes down to the Constitution. If, you know, the Constitution can protect us, but only if it's stayed in place. That's why you see so much effort to either bypass it or try to revise it or eliminate it. And if you can get control of that, then you can really accelerate persecution. Persecution is actually a good thing for the church. Every time the church is persecuted, it's, number one, purified, and it accelerates its growth and its impact in the world. And so a lot of people, nobody wants persecution. I don't want it. I don't want to go through difficult times. I want to enjoy life, peace, and all of those kind of things. But I think there's a natural result when believers, and I'll take California. I'll pick on us, the land of the fruit and the nuts, okay? We got 30,000 plus churches in California. Less than 3,000 of them, according to our study, were open on any degree during COVID. So if you can't stand during COVID, what will you do during real difficulty and challenges? And this is what every person needs to ask himself about their church. If my pastor would not lead during really a pandemic, let's face it, all right, what would they do in real challenges? Jeremiah says, if you have run with men and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? And if in a safe land you fall down, how will you do in the jungles of the Jordan? So if you folded during this, do not expect your pastor, your leader, to stand when things really get tough. Time to reevaluate, look, and say, I want to be a part of a believing church that's willing to stand and be courageous in times of difficulty and challenge.
Wow, a lot to get into our segment, which now we're going to break. Pastor Phil Hotzenfeller, we appreciate everything you're doing here. You can order the book. Sorry I didn't want to take any calls during this time because we had so much ground to cover. I appreciate you being on the show. As things start to unravel, we might have you back. You have another book out, One Nation Without Law paperback. You can get that off of our website at thepowermall.com. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Thank you so much.
Wellness and Readiness Products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829 or order from thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, where we are. Without further ado, we'll go to the phones. Dave in New York, welcome to the show. Hello, Dave. Are you there? I guess not. Everybody's gone. Okay. I guess you wanted to. I didn't want really want to take calls during Pastor Phil's segment because we had a lot of ground to cover. There is so much in this book. And by the way, I want to make a correction here. If you go to the to our show schedule, we have a guest tab, and on the guest tab, you can actually see It's Midnight in America, and you can actually buy it at thepowerhour.com. I said the Power Mall, it's a Power Hour, misspoke. Anyway, you can see the book. There's Pastor Phil's picture on it, and you can order it through the powerhour.com, and that way we get a little credit for it, right? I think the bottom line here is we got to get right with the Savior, got to get right with God. That's one way you can prep. I know a lot of people, you know, we know not the day nor the hour, but we have to be smart about it. You have to watch where you spend your money. I do get calls from a lot of people asking about how much gold or silver, and they actually go to one of our partners there at uscoincapital.com, and they spend $1,000 or more with Fred Jashevsky and his crew, and they know what they're doing. A lot of people call me and ask me, well, how much gold should I buy? And it's like, well, what do you foresee the need for gold versus junk silver? Because I'm a big junk silver advocate. I buy a lot of it, and there's a reason why I buy a lot of it, because of the fact that it's, you know, probably an easier medium of exchange to do business with if it hits the fan. And you know what I'm talking about. So that's one of the reasons why I tell people, look, just call Fred and have a chat. His crew will, and he are numismatic experts, but you don't have to worry. If it's junk silver you want, dimes, quarters, halves, pre-1965. All right? Now, understand, I'm not a big fan of Peace and Morgan dollars. I have them, but I'm not a big fan of them because a lot of people, what they do is they put them in their pocket because, see, the old timers way back when would rub because of the silver content, and they would rub these things to where the face is virtually rubbed off. And the stress coin is what they would call it. That's another word for it. And they would just keep it in their pocket, and they would sit there and rub it all day. And they would literally rub the face of the coin off, the front and the back. So the problem is if you don't know what it is and you can't read it anymore because it's passed through so many hands, it makes it difficult to trade. So that's one of the reasons why I like sticking with the smaller denominations. In the health category, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has only approved 23 e-cigarette products, yet millions of illegal cigarettes have flooded the U.S. market. Yesterday, Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on youth vaping, this was the front and center. Youths are particularly susceptible to nicotine addiction due to their underdeveloped brains, according to Dr. Susan Wally, who's a pediatrician and expert in tobacco and nicotine addiction at the American Academy of Pediatrics. See, here's the thing. They make these things fruit-flavored, cola-flavored. Oh, wouldn't it be fun? Hey, let's go vaping. It tastes like Coca-Cola. Oh, isn't that neat? Yeah, it's root beer flavored. Oh, man. Hey, try this, you know, and they get you hooked. And the senators in this committee, U.S. Senate committee, Dick Durbin, everybody else wants to know, hey, how is it that you have not regulated these things? Basically, you said, look, you had 33 months from the time you brought this up to complete the review, but you still haven't done anything about it. At the hearing, Tony Abboud, executive director of the Vapor Technology Association, argued that the FDA's problem is not a lack of resources, but inefficient use of them. Committee member Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, disagreed, saying regulation's always a matter of resources, and this is why the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round, and they go nowhere. This is one of the reasons. I really like what Phil said about Washington, D.C., don't you? That's one of those three. Yeah. Makes you wonder why, you know, I keep thinking, look, DC's not doing us any good. These people are all evildoers. He said, this is why the J6 committee is in the gulag. They're not going anywhere. You can't go to DC and try to protest and get away with anything because they will find a way to arrest you and take you to prison. You want to be persecuted? There's a great way to do it. Just show up in DC. Sometimes I think if everybody just moved out of there and there was nobody to serve these people, they might think twice about what they're doing. Because, see, as long as there are servants there and people living there to make that place function, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. The Supreme Court has unanimously rejected a challenge this morning brought by a doctor's group against the Food and Drug Administration of loosening regulations of the abortion pill mifepristone, handing a win to the agency. The court held that those challenging the status of the pill lacked legal standing to do so. The 9-0 opinion written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Clarence Thomas filed a concurring opinion. Medication abortions are reportedly lawful in 36 states and D.C. The medication generally involves the use of mifepristone, which blocks progesterone, a hormone, or misoprostol, which induces contractions. This is widely available because it's got many medical uses and isn't an issue in the current litigation, also known as Mifeprex and RU486, the day-after drug, right? Proponents said the current system, which by the drug is provided, is safe, while opponents say that it puts women at risk by ignoring safety measures used to be in place. So there you have it. There's also danger lurking in gluten-free food. Boy, this is one that caught my eye. Thank you, Catherine, for that. Moms Across America has looked at independent testing on gluten-free food, even organic samples. Moms across America tested 46 samples of gluten-free foods, including bread, pasta, crackers, snacks, flour, dessert mixes, and chips for glyphosate, 236 pesticides, minerals, and gluten. The results are disturbing. It affects at least 20 million people who eat gluten-free food in America. A lot of them have celiac disease. A lot of them have gluten intolerances. They have to avoid gluten entirely. People with celiac have 2 to 4 times higher rates of coronary artery disease or small bowel cancer. So this is what Moms Across America did. They had a vast and dedicated network of mothers who were dealing with physical and mental health issues in their families. Many of the mothers also challenged with their own health issues. So that's why they do it. The ingredients of gluten-free food are often not organic. They hoped to find that gluten-free foods that were also organic would be free of glyphosate and pesticides. They were not. Be careful. We talked earlier about the virtual strip club, about Utah suing TikTok over the platform sexualizing children. Senator Mike Lee has other concerns. He wants to bar Democrat majority-led Federal Communications Commission from advancing AI ad rulemaking during the election year. Remember what I told you about AI and how pretty soon you won't know what to believe? Well, he wants to stop this rulemaking requiring election advertisers to disclose their use of AI-generated content in political ads. It would ban the FCC from doing it. It's the bill is called the Ending FCC Meddling in Our Elections Act. Amazing how that works. Thank you, George, for sending me a copy, George Freund's who I'm talking about, a conversation starter on how to build a 15-minute prison. I'm talking about the PDF we've made available. See, I wish you guys would subscribe. You go to thepowerhour.com, go to the newsletter tab, sign up. You would get a copy of this PDF, The 15-Minute Cities Are Closer Than You Think, Edmonton Canada's latest promo piece. Oh, yeah, it's out there. These 15-minute communities, it identifies how they put them together. And they do it with zoning bylaws. That's how they start it. District planning, zoning bylaws. This is how it happens. They're looking at Edmonton, Canada as a means of starting one of these things. It's crazy. Their neighborhoods and districts need to be more than just a place where people live. No, they want to make these things like apartment communities with shopping centers, and you don't have to go anywhere more than 15 minutes. You can walk, you get your exercise, you set up daycares, places of worship, you know, all this stuff, health clinics, cafes, everything within a 15-minute walk. Amazing how that works. Under food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have an article on public relations development for farm businesses. For those of you that really want to get out there and showcase your products or services and cultivate trust with your customers, employees, and community members, this is what it's all about. We've got a complete solution right there under food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading category. For those of you that want to subscribe to the newsletter, go to thepowerhour.com, go to the newsletter tab, and sign up. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir, or good afternoon, your time. I guess I'm so used to the 7 to 9 hours. Well, we're not doing that anymore, but
well,
go ahead.
It's afternoon where you're at, too.
That's right, so. I know. I wasn't paying attention to the clock, just the fact you were holding.
Yeah. About that Newsom thing, I checked the Vegas line on it.
Oh, no.
They're saying
what
only
they
like
say?
four percent chance of him even getting a nomination.
4%.
And,
okay.
But a 2028 person.
Ooh.
And then you're talking about people are talking about the tornadoes in the past. And here I read last week an article about it being the 50th anniversary of 1974. When there were 100, that was when the one you're talking about, 100 tornadoes that day, and there were category 5F, the really strong, you know, strongest there is.
Yeah, EF5s, yeah.
Yeah, EF5, yeah, that's what it was. Yep, and then you keep mentioning about exercising. I'm walking like 4 or 5 miles a day. Man, is that good. Really, when it's hot, you get sweating good, and that's cleaning your body out, isn't it? It's a cleanse.
Yep. We have a treadmill in our place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get the effect of a lakeside and all the animals, all et cetera, but it gives you introspective time.
It does.
And then, we're listening to a Power Hour rebroadcast and so forth. That's all I had to say.
I appreciate that.
Very good presentations. Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you listening and donating to the show. There is a new COVID variant. It's called KP.3. It's on the rise across the U.S. Quick, run and hide. Variants are the result of an HIV strain used in the jab. I put LMAO in there. You know what that stands for, right? IDK. I don't know. You know, come on. This is funny. And the CDC, of course, is reporting that it constitutes about 25% of all the new COVID-19 cases. But wait, there's more. See, they don't tell you that 4% of this is an HIV strain. They don't tell you that the simian virus, the SV40, is in there. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. And of course, these germ warfare, which is exactly what we've had to put up with from the United States government, that everybody put their faith in government, not God. This is a problem. Understand that HIV, according to Dr. Robert Strecker, who has studied this stuff after it came out of the lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland, that HIV is a recombinant virus that can produce up to 655 trillion different strains or variants. So understand, KP3 is not the first, not going to be the last. This will continue as long as people fail to take care of themselves and sit on the couch and veg and gorge bag after bag after bag of Cheetos and food that's not good for you. All right? When you decide to go shop at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, or you go online to thepowermall.com and you shop and you keep us on the air, we get to share this information with you. I was kind of in shock when I was reading news headlines under Go Woke, Go Broke. And I'm like, no, they didn't do this. Tractor Supply, tell me you did not go woke. Come on, you set up your shops in all these places where there is country. And people who live in the country that come to your store and you went woke during Pride Month, providing your employees with documents, encouraging child sex changes, linking to the Trevor Project, enforcing trainings focused on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. The company, Tractor Supply, promoted a training campaign called You Belong Out Here, LGBTQ+. That's let's get Biden to quit. That's how I remember the acronym. According to investigative journalist Robbie Starbuck, who posted several bombshell pieces of evidence via X that appeared to show internal documents and photographs. Holy smokes. Oh, Tractor Supply joining the Bud Light crowd. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the backlash has previously ensnared organizations like Major League Baseball, which was accused of redirecting teens to a sexually explicit chat room via a supposed crisis line. Wow. Tractor Supply also reportedly created a diversity calendar so employees could join in celebrations of the woke religion's most sacred days. Oh, my. I don't know what I'm going to do. Wow. I have a zero balance on my Tractor Supply card. Huh. I might have to go in there and have a little chat and see this for myself. Imagine that. Unbelievable. Take it to the country. Oh, my. Oklahoma State Supreme Court has ruled a school superintendent can't remove sexualized books. Imagine that. Oklahoma, of all places. Oklahoma Supreme Court decided it. It was issued after the State Board of Education directed Edmond Public Schools to remove two books from its library because the board's advisory committee found they contained pornographic or sexualized content. The board was acting under new rules that Governor Kevin Stitt approved last year. The rules pretty much say that the board recognizes its duty and responsibility to protect minor students from accessing pornographic materials and sexualized content and will implement this duty by exercising the State Board of Education's authority to adopt policies and make rules for public schools. But the Oklahoma Attorney General, Gentner Drummond, another Republican, said the board was not able to impose those rules. Fighting another lawsuit on First Amendment grounds, and guess what? Supreme Court said, nope, sorry, those sexualized books stay right where they are. Amazing. And, of course, we have another classic example of America's failed justice system as well. I mean, this is nutty. And it's a story that you should probably read about that woman, Bianca Ellis, 32, accused of stealing knives from a Cleveland thrift store and then walking next door to a Giant Eagle grocery store and stabbing 37-year-old Margo Wood and her son Julian. Margo, of course, tried to rescue Julian. He died after being transported to St. John Medical Center in North Olmsted, Ohio. But see, when the judge, the previous judge, let Bianca Ellis out of jail, before he released her, she said she wanted to kill someone and eat their flesh. And the judge still released her onto the street. This is nutty, huh? A New York farm worker, 28-year-old woman, was killed by an aggressive cow. How did that happen? The deadly incident took place on Sunday at Flack Farm in Lisbon, New York, when Flor Lopez was taking care of a calf. A nearby cow charged and struck her several times. According to St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, she was transported to Claxon Hepburn Medical Center in Ogdensburg, New York, where she passed away. Official autopsy is pending. And what are you going to do with a cow? Cow was probably worried about its calf. She was tending to a newborn calf. The cow didn't like it. Got to be careful. There is some good news here. Trans swimmer Leah Thomas has lost her bid, to compete in the 2024 Olympic Games. Hallelujah. We also have a picture of Nikki Haley writing in magic marker on these 155 howitzer shells that apparently are with printing in Hebrew with the words, finish them. There's a picture. Robbie Starbuck, by the way, he is a poster. He said a Ukrainian NGO, that's non-governmental organization, just put out an enemies list that includes U.S. citizens. This list blames us for Ukraine's issues on the battlefield. The founder's name is Anatoly Bondarenko. He was trained at the State Department's tech camp. Now he's using that training to target U.S. citizens with an enemies list. Oh, yeah. Dan Bongino, Tucker Carlson, Ron Paul, Thomas Massey, Jim Jordan, Laura Loomer, Donald Trump Jr., Hawley, DeSantis, Shapiro, Schmidt, David Sachs, Elon Musk, Rand Paul, Jim Banks, Prosobiec, Charlie Kirk. They're all on it. Glenn Greenwald, Robert Kennedy Jr. Oh, yeah, they're targets. The NGO got U.S. money. Not only are we being forced to fund a meat grinder, killing countless young men and women when peace could have been attained, but now the country that's been taking our money has a group targeting U.S. citizens and the U.S. government trained its founder. What are we supposed to make of that, folks? This is just nutty. This is all part of our woke situation here and a government that just loves to fund projects they don't bother to vet, or they knew what they were doing. And now they're targeting conservatives. You got to love that. Got a couple of minutes left in the show. Go back to the phone. Brady, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Pastor Phil. He brought up the Nephilim. And then you go back into the Bible, the story of David and Goliath. Did you know that Goliath had four brothers that were also giants?
Yep.
And, you know, you go back to that, so if it's in the Bible, they were called actually Zim, Zam, Um. The giants were called. That was the word that God used, Zim, Zam, Um. But like, oh, here, then the Navajos call them Sitka. But 100 years back, the Smithsonian Institution had thousands of skeletal remains of giants all the way up to like 25, 26 feet tall, and mysteriously they're all gone. And you never hear anything in the education going through anywhere in the school systems or into college, anything about the giants, unless you go and research that they were once here, were on this planet, and most likely they were the Nephilim.
Imagine
or the
that.
Fallen angels.
Yep, gotta love it. Brady, we're out of time for today. Thanks for your call. We will be back tomorrow with our Friday edition here of the Power Hour. In the meantime, go shop the Power Mall right now, 877-817-9829. Keep us on the air. We want to celebrate our 25th anniversary with you. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.